Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Want to give some greetings to some of our listeners texting in on the text line. You can call or text and join this discussion, which will likely go on through the bottom of the hour, 855-752-4842. Not likely. We're going to take this one through the bottom of the half hour, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Greetings to Holly in Cross Plains, Cam and Appleton, a newish listener from Evansville who just found the station a couple of months ago. That is amazing. Welcome to the Civic Media family. We're so happy to have you. Let's just start with what do we do about this, and then I want to go through the facts. And there are a couple of things. When I call this a test, I mean, this is not a drill. Like, we are fully in the midst of the largest proposed tax cut in American history being given to the top 10%. As if the wealth transfers weren't bad enough. We're talking about the largest cut to emergency food assistance in American history. We're talking about the largest cut to Medicaid in American history to pay for the tax cuts to the 100 billionaires and the mega corporations. This has nothing to do with the middle class. It will hurt the middle class. In other words, the tax cut isn't benefiting the middle class at all. And that's because they're zeroing out and getting rid of all kinds of tax credits or tax deductions that actually help working families, like the child tax credit. They get rid of that. So once you net out all of the tax credits and tax rebates and write-offs that actually help middle-class families, which they're getting rid of, while they increase all of the write-offs and lower the overall income tax rate for the wealthiest of the wealthy of the wealthy and the mega corporations, poor people actually end up with less money under the tax cut plan, and middle-class families basically net to zero, and that's before the tariff impacts. So let's be clear, what the House Ways and Means Committee adopted last night will hurt the middle class. It will devastate working families on the edge. It will leave people sicker, hungrier, with less insurance, less job security, less economic security, less able to buy the goods that will now be more expensive because of Trump's tariff terror. And why are we doing this? Well, it's to get rid of the deficit. No, it'll expand the deficit $5.3 trillion. Why are we doing this then? Oh, yeah. Tax cuts for the wealthiest. So what do you do about it? Because the same kind of garbage is going on in our state budget. Just same guano, different sized government. Call them. Call them every day. We're going to put a list on our show notes page today. You can find our show notes if you go look at the show when it's podcasted on Spotify, Apple Pods, or at civicmedia.us. We're going to put a list of the phone numbers for every single congressional representative for the state of Wisconsin in our show notes today, as well as, of course, all of Ron Johnson's phone numbers. Call them every day. Call them every single day. Sign up for the protests and take a notepad out. Remember some of the things that I'm going to talk to you about today, the facts and figures, the reality of these things. And I'm going to give you the first one. It's the hook into the conversation, and have these conversations at churches, in the grocery store, at your mechanics. Here's the first thing, the first bit of information I want you to have. And we're going to go from there, everybody. Between 1981 and 2021, $50 trillion worth of wealth has gone from the bottom 90% of us to the top 1%. That is wrong. And if someone is willing to agree with you that $50 trillion in wealth shouldn't be evaporating from the middle class and going to the benefit of the Elon Musks and Jeff Bezoses, yes, and the George Soroses and the Warren Buffett, I don't care. Billionaires don't have parties. They're just billionaires. $50 trillion from 1981 to 2021. And then you have to ask, hey, if that seems wrong to you, what should we be looking for in the budget reconciliation and in today's tax bill? Should we be looking for more tax cuts for the ultra wealthy and an overall increased burden of tax on middle class and working poor families? If the budget shows that, if that's what nonpartisan analysts who are looking at the budget reconciliation package that is being debated in Congress today, if that's what that shows, and you think it's bad that wealth is going from all of us to the top 1% of us, if you think that's bad, then pay attention to the analysis of the bill that's being proposed, of the budget reconciliation bill, and call them up and say no. I don't think conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat, any single one of us thinks that $50 trillion in wealth being ripped out of the pocketbooks and households that are middle class going to the top 1% from 1981 to 2021 is how to build a great America. So why would we ever think that this garbage is going to make America great again? It'll make the middle class more broke, more sick, more economically at risk. 855-752-4842. The analysis continues on the other side. Don't go anywhere. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.